And welcome back. We here at St. Louis Public Radio are preparing to say goodbye to a young lady who has been with us for just 1 year now. She's our fellowship producer, Erin Williams. Erin's one-year fellowship was designed to develop stories about diversity and culture. We welcome her to the studio for what amounts, Erin, to kind of a swan song for you.
It does. Unfortunately, it's been quite a year. I cannot believe that I am at the end. It seems surreal.
Tell us about the fellowship. What is that all about?
So the fellowship was partly funded by the Public Policy Research Center at UMSL and then St. Louis Public Radio. It came out of the estate of Margaret Bush Wilson, who was a St. Louis attorney and really staunch advocate for civil rights in the city. And within this, she wanted someone to kind of further the mission of focusing in and reporting on regional race matters and culture, and I was able to do that.
Well, you came, yes, you certainly were. You came to us from Washington, where you were doing work with the Washington Post.
I was. I was kind of focusing a little bit on the same thing. I was working, doing a lot of just stories on arts and culture, and then within that, focusing on things as they related to African Americans in D.C.
Tell us what your impressions of St. Louis were when you came here. You came here kind of cold turkey.
I really did. Yeah. I came here with. I set my impressions very evenly. I really tried to embrace the fact that I was brand new to the city and that I had never been in the Midwest before. So I just kind of opened myself up to everything. I really felt like a fish out of water, though, once I arrived.
It felt like what?
I said I felt like a fish out of water, though, once I arrived. I realized that I didn't know the streets and everything was so confusing, and then the gates. And so
What did you see when you got here? You ultimately learned the streets and the gates and all the rest of it. What did you see in terms of the beat that you were going to be covering?
I realized that it was going to be a lot more vast than I anticipated. A lot of people in St. Louis had a lot of stories that they had basically been waiting to tell, but that you really had to go look for them. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you just see on the surface, but it really took me sticking myself into a lot of different environments that I was interested in and then relying on the word of mouth of other people to be able to go to different places and figure out what was going on.
Were you at all disappointed at some of the things that you found?
I was surprised. I was surprised, such as when I stumbled upon the story of Kathy Hall, the Boy Scout leader, who had to hide the fact that she was the first female scoutmaster because of her race. That was startling to me, especially because it happened in the late 80s. You know, we had already had a Miss America who was black. We had had all these things that had been going on nationally, and then locally, you still can't speak about what's going on. So it was startling.
St. Louis has a reputation, and has for a good long while, of having a racial polarization problem. I'm sure you ran into that.
I ran into a lot of things just being just black and just white. And coming from D.C., seeing so many different cultures and things like that, I was aware that there were other nationalities that existed within the city. It was just they were all kind of going on and doing their different things. So I made it a point to try to plug into different areas.
And you discovered the Del Mar Divide?
I did. Uh-huh. I did. That which is very stark within itself. But I was able to participate in and create discussions around that. And people are definitely – I feel like people in St. Louis are definitely willing to talk if people will take the time to listen.
There is not much of what you've been doing here for the last year going on in this community, I don't think. Do you agree?
Maybe not to a degree. I feel like there has definitely been more of a focus just on race and culture in general, but maybe not to the strong focus that I've been dedicating to it.
I wonder if there's any danger, if that's the right word, in finding reporters or people who will deal just with this subject, if that in and of itself has the capability to divide.
I am a bit worried about that. You know, once I leave, you know, I want to make sure that the work that I've done keeps going. And I hope that I have focused on enough variety where people can find it within themselves to kind of take up the gauntlet and keep going and find more stories that need to be told.
Will there be a successor in that fellowship here?
Not in the immediate time, no. I believe that the station is hoping to make moves on that within the spring of next year. Mm-hmm. So
I asked you a moment ago about what you were seeing when you got here. How is it different? How have your impressions changed, if they have, as you prepare to leave?
At first, I saw, to be quite frank, I saw a lot of gates. I live in the Central West End, and it seemed like everywhere I went, it was just like, can't go here. Now I see that there are ways to both figuratively and literally move beyond those and just push them open and go forward, you know?
In terms of the favorite things that you've done, and you've done a lot of stories since you've been here, what are some of the favorites? Who are some of the people you met that most impressed you?
I really enjoyed speaking with Tef Poe. He is a rapper that is from Pine Lawn, actually, and I really like the fact that he is not just a rapper, but he's a blogger. He's a social activist. He is a person who is really plugged into changing the city the best way that he knows how and showing other people ways that things are moving that they need to be a part of. I really liked him. I really liked talking with, as I said, Kathy Hall, the Boy Scout Master. She seemed very at peace with how things had gone, but at the same time, she was ready to tell her story.
And of course, you mentioned Margaret Bush Wilson, the late Margaret Bush Wilson, who is kind of responsible for your here. What about the history? And she is such a big part of our modern civil rights history. What about the history of St. Louis and the civil rights history? What did you learn about that?
I learned that it seemed, although there was a lot of movement on the national level, it seemed like St. Louis was very much focused in changing things locally. I believe around the same time of the March on Washington, there was also the Jefferson Bank protest that was going on. It seemed like things were really micro in that sense. But there was definitely a catalyst for what was going on nationally that could be brought to the local spectrum.
You know, I'll tell our audience that we are saying goodbye to Aaron Williams, who has been our fellowship producer here at St. Louis Public Radio for the last year. And she is leaving us after that 1 year. And looking back over that year, there are probably a whole mixture of emotions you have about the people you've worked with and the people that you've met. What is going to be your biggest takeaway, do you think?
I think the fact that, you know, basically an opportunity is what you make of it. This fellowship was something that was brand new that had never been done before. And basically the station said, you know, we want to focus on regional race matters and culture. And I just kind of had an idea of okay, I'll make that happen. But I didn't quite know how to do it. But it seemed like you talk to one person who knows one person who knows one person who knows one person. And if you keep jumping from opportunity to opportunity and story to story, you can find out more than you ever bargained for.
Well, how did you do it? How were you led from story to story?
I basically a part of it was talking to my colleagues, and, you know, they would pass along ideas that they had. And then part of it was just delving into the interest that I had. I really liked arts and culture, so I found myself hanging out a lot on Cherokee Street and in the Loop and searching for things and looking online to see what had been done and just kind of going from there. That's how I happened upon Henry Goldkamp, the poet and typist who is doing what he's doing with his What the Hell is St. Louis Thinking. That was fun.
Was that your most unusual story, do you think?
I think that probably was, I think. So I think that on any level, you know, to take something from such a macro level and then, you know, take it all over the city.
And that was a story that caught the attention of our network and actually people all over the country and by extension of the world actually caught on to that. You know, the poet Robert Burns would say, would some God the gift to give us to see ourselves as others see us? What can you tell us as you prepare to leave that we should know about ourselves?
I think that St. Louis has a lot more to offer than is marketed. The city is a lot more than just gooey butter cake and Cardinals baseball. There is a lot of change, a lot of attention being devoted to youth and to changing conversations about race and to arts and culture and there's so much moving beyond the surface of what people can see.
And we just have a few seconds left. In 30 seconds, where do you want to be 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I want to be in a place where I can continue to report on whatever I'm seeing around me. I want to be able to continue this conversation about race and culture, and I want to be able to have it on a more national level, I guess.
It will be journalism.
Yes, it will be journalism. I will still be in journalism.
All right. Well, Aaron Williams, we wish you well. It's been a pleasure having you here for the last year. We're going to miss you, and I'm sure that we're going to be able to follow you wherever you go.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You'll make your mark. Aaron Williams, goodbye. Join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape when he and his guests will talk about a new exhibition at the World Chess Hall of Fame examining the role of the Queen in chess, fashion, and in life. Also about The Very Last Green Thing, Opera Theater of St. Louis's production for young people, and about the St. Louis Science Center's new exhibit about bugs, including a taste test of the tiny creatures. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about current issues pertaining to the law with a panel of legal experts. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with production assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Jeremy Bailey, Kristen Torres, and Spencer Reed. Executive producers Robert Peterson. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.